You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look who's back. Matt Rausch of TV Guide magazine and Pee Wee Herman. We're going to see Pee Wee.
Yeah, well, you'll see Pee-wee as you've never seen him before because you're going to see the real Paul Reubens in an HBO documentary that two parts airing in one night. It premieres on Friday, but HBO has this documentary called Pee-wee as Himself, and it's a truly fascinating portrait of this entertainer who, as a kid, grew up mesmerized by the early children's TV shows like Howdy Doody and Captain Kangaroo, and he says, you know, I really just wanted to be in that world so badly, and eventually he would get his wish because after years of being in like improv and performance art, he created this character of Pee Wee Herman, this ageless man child who sort of like a running id. And so, but then eventually he was a cult figure who then got his own Saturday morning TV show, which was a true classic, Pee Wee's Playhouse. And so for 40 hours of interviews, which this is culled from, he sat in front of a camera trying to somewhat arguing with the director because Paul Reubens was a control freak. And he goes, what do you mean you're telling my story here? But nonetheless, it is an amazing story, but at the same time, it's sort of a sad story at times because, you know, if you remember, his career went into a bit of a nosedive when Paul Reubens was arrested in Florida in an adult movie theater, and of course, that didn't mesh with the image of Pee-wee, and for so many years, you would never see Paul Reubens as himself. He was always in the Pee-wee persona. If he was giving interviews, if he was doing anything, he was always Pee-wee. You never saw Paul. So in this regard, he sort of comes out of the shadows and go, here's who I really am. Here's my story. And it really is quite fascinating. But of course, also the clips of Pee-wee Herman remind you that whether it was a movie or on television, Pee-wee was like nobody else. And we miss him terribly. And these interviews were done shortly before his premature death a couple of years ago. So if you were a fan of Pee-wee Herman, you're going to want to check out Pee-wee as himself.
Well, if we're fans of Julianne Moore, are we going to be fans of the new show Sirens?
Yeah, as of today, yeah, dropping on Netflix. And if you liked The Perfect Couple, one of those sort of like beach read as a miniseries, I think you're going to like Sirens as well. And Julianne Moore stars in this as this very, very wealthy woman named Kiki, who lives on a mansion on Long Island. And she has sort of adopted this assistant who was sort of part of this cult, but this young girl who becomes her acolyte, her assistant. Well, this girl's sister is played by Megan Fahey, who was in the first season of The White Lotus, and she's kind of funky, and she says, what's wrong with my sister? She's like joined this cult of Kiki, and so she tries to wake her sister up that not all is right in this Long Island mansion. So it's sort of a class satire, but it looks like a lot of fun, and Julianne Moore looks like she's going to be a camp queen here as the mistress of her mansion. So Sirens looks like it's going to be the guilty pleasure of the week on TV.
That is Matt Rausch of TV Guide magazine joining us on Total Information AM.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.